The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness.
And so, Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for another chance, another opportunity to come before your presence with singing and to come before your presence with praise, to come before your presence with thankfulness in our hearts, to magnify you, to glorify you, hallelujah, to lift you up, to worship and adore you, God. I thank you for another chance to say yes to your will and yes to your way. For this is the day that you have made, God. This is your day. You made it. You have formed it. You have shaped it, God, and you have blessed me to have an expected end for this day. Father, you know the ways that I should take. You know the paths that I should go. You know the steps I should take, God, and be ordered, God. And I pray that your will might be done in the lives of your people this day in the name of Jesus. We want to bring you glory, God, in everything that we do. We want to make you smile, to make your name glorious. And so everything that we find ourselves doing, we want to not only to be content, but we want to be thankful. Thankful for your mercy, God, that you have blessed us to see another day. Thank you for your favor, God, that you shine upon us each and every day,
Lord, because your mercy endureth forever, God. And not only does your mercy endure forever, but your love, God, it never fails. It never gives up. It never runs out, Lord, and it all is for each and every one of us. For you gave your son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. It was his sacrifice, Lord, that showed just how much you love us, that you weren't willing to allow anything to cause a separation between us and thee. And so we thank you for the sacrifice. We thank you for your unfailing love. We thank you for your mercy that's new every single morning. And we thank you, God, that you are a God of favor and a God of love. And we pray that your will might be done on this day in the name of Jesus. We submit to your authority even now. As we enter into our official holy convocation, Lord, we are looking for a revival. We are looking for renewal. God, we are looking for a refreshing. God, we're looking for everything that you can pour out into us. You tell us as we wait upon you, we shall renew our strength, and we are waiting for a great and mighty move from you, God. Let your glory, God, fill every single service in the mighty name of Jesus, and not only just the services, God. God, we want you to fill, God, even the hotels, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to drive out foolishness, God, as the devil comes in to try to steal, kill, and destroy. But God, bind that spirit of foolishness, bind that spirit of haughtiness, bind the devil on every hand so that he won't get any glory, God. We're coming to this city to be agents of change, Lord, to be change agents, not to cause confusion, Lord. But even as we've been here for a couple of days, we've seen the devil working in those that called themselves to be believers, God. Oh, God, help the believers to stand and to represent you fully and to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called. We have been called out of darkness, Lord. So that means our actions should not continue any darkness, Lord. We've been called to love, Lord. And so our actions should always show love and compassion, God. Let us reflect you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to reflect you, God, so that your name won't be taken in vain and that your name won't be brought to shame, but that we may lift you up, God, as we be an example of you, as we lift you up, Lord, as we let our light shine. God, help us to lift you, because you said if you are lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. And we want to be in this city to be change agents so that souls might be saved. Oh, God, someone might be delivered. A miracle might be performed, God. Miracles, signs, and wonders. That's what we're looking for, God, as we begin and as we enter into this holy convocation. We pray for those that are still traveling and making their way to St. Louis. We pray for traveling mercies and grace in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let the saints come, God. Bring them, oh, God, from city to city. Bring them, Lord, from state to state. God, bring them, Lord, from country to country, God, in the name of Jesus, that we may come together with one accord, hallelujah, with one mind, so that your glory might fill the room, God. Oh, God, let your anointing fall afresh on us, Lord, because it's your glory, God, that we long for. It's your glory, Lord, that we need, God. We can't make you without your glory, and so we need your glory even now, God. As we begin this day, shower us with your glory, God. Shower us with your anointing, Lord. Shower us, God, with your savor, God, until our cups run over, God. Fill us up, God, till we want no more, that you may be glorified, your people may be edified, God, and we may continue to fight on and march on in the mighty name of Jesus. Anoint us for this very hour. Anoint us for this very time. Anoint us for this very moment, God. This is a God moment, where we can do the things that we need to do to bring you glory and to be effectual and fervent men and women of God. You told us to go and teach all nations. God, it's our mission, God, our purpose, God, is to win souls to you, God, to bring them to Jesus so that he may wash them. It's not our job to wash them, but it's our job to bring them to you, God, because you are the potter. And God, we are the clay. You're the one that can shape us. You're the one that can mold us, God. And we want you to make us to be the vessels that you need us to be, oh God, so that you may bring in more vessels for you to shape and smooth out the rough edges, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So bless us to be all about our Father's business on this day. We pray for our mother as she begins the prayer this morning at 12 a.m., God. We pray that you bless those that took the time to sacrifice, Lord. Oh, God, to begin our consecration or our convocation off with prayer. You said that men should always pray and not faint, God. And it's some, God, that have to make the sacrifice, Lord. Oh, God, so that the others can benefit from your glory. We pray that you honor their sacrifice, Lord, as they pray, God, in the name of Jesus. God, bless them and keep them and strengthen them. Oh, God, return unto them the virtue that they gave out, oh, God, as they called upon you this morning, God, as they beckoned for you to anoint us, oh, God, and to allow your blessing and your favor to rain upon us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to confess our faults, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so that you may have your way, God. It says confess your faults to one another, oh, God, so that we might be forgiven, that we might pray for one another, oh, God, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, Lord. It availeth much. Our prayers, oh God, they come before you, God, as a sweet smelling savor, God, when our hearts are right and when our minds are right, God. You said, who shall come before the presence of the Lord? It says that he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, God, clean our hands even now, God. Oh God, purify our hearts even now, God, that we may come before your throne of grace, God, and kneel before you even now, God, and make a joyful noise unto you, and to lift you up and to magnify you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Make us clean, God, from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, that we might bring you glory, and that souls might be saved, that we might not be a hindrance, Lord, to anyone. Oh, God, that we might not be a hindrance, but that we may be the light that shines in a dark and dreary world, a city that's set upon a hill that cannot be hid, Lord. We don't want to be hidden, God, but we want to be about our Father's business on this day. We pray for Bishop Charles Edward Blake. We pray for each and every member of the General Board. I pray for my bishop, Bishop Ted Thomas. I pray that you strengthen his body even now, God. Give him the desires of his heart, Lord, as he looks to be reelected to the General Board. Order his footsteps, God. He is definitely a father that we need. So shower down your blessings upon him. Strengthen him, God, even now. Bless Mother Thomas even now, God. Watch over her and keep her, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And anoint my pastor and my first lady, God. We pray for Mother Nellie Towns, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless my supervisor, God, as she makes her way, oh, God, to St. Louis. And, Lord, I pray, God, for this church as a whole, Lord, so that we may reflect you in every area of our lives, God. We pray, oh, God, for your people, God. Hallelujah, that have been called by your name. Give us the pray, God. In the name of Jesus, give us the sacrifice, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, our titles, give us the sacrifice, God, being called upon, God. Give us the sacrifice, oh, God, selfish gains and selfish desires. But let us be about our Father's business, Lord. I pray for the adjutancy, Lord, as we prepare to enter our academy this evening, Lord. Pray for each and every worker, God, that you would bless them and that you would keep them and that you would strengthen them. Watch over them as they make their way to St. Louis, oh God. Bless them and keep them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, our adjutant general, God. Bless them and grant him favor, Lord, as he's looking to be elected to the general board as well, God. We pray that you bless him and grant him favor, God, and give him the desires of his heart as well, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, before I come to my conclusion, I thank you for all that you have done. As we had to depart early from Virginia, God, and depart away from our ministry, Lord, but I want to say thank you, God, that you have given me effective people to continue to keep the lights on in the church. Thank you, God, for obedient people. Thank you, Lord, for faithful people that were there, God, in place, God, as guest came, God. Thank you for the man of God, Lord, Hilda Guilford, who brought the word, God, to remind us, God, not to just be empty vessels, but God, give you the glory from the depths of our heart, God, to give you the praise, Lord, from the depths of our soul, God, not out of obligation, not out of obedience, Lord, but to give you the praise and the earnest praise, God, from the depths of our heart, God, because you have been so good to us. You're worthy of the praise and you're worthy of the glory. Hallelujah. As we think about the goodness of Jesus and all that you have done, God, we can't help but to give to thank you, God. Thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy. Glory to your name, God. We can't help but to give it all over to you because you've done so many great and wonderful things for us. We cannot just tell it all. So let us not give you vain worship and let us not give you vain glory. But God, that we may give you all the glory, and we may give you all the honor, and that we may give you all the praise that you're so worthy of. I pray for the nation today, as those that have not voted yet will be going to the polls, heading to the polls. We put this process in your hands, Lord, in the name of Jesus. There's no fear in us, God. There's no worry in the man and the women of God, the men and the women of God, Lord, because our trust is in you. Our trust is not in man, because man fails, Lord. Man falls short of your glory, Lord. But, God, our trust and our hope and our faith is in you. So we put this election in your hands, God, because you already know the decision that needs to be made, and you already know the results, Lord. And whatever the results are, whoever is president tomorrow, God, or president, declared president tomorrow, Lord, our hope and faith is in you, that you are in control and that the heart of the king is in your hands. So save today, Lord. Deliver today. Let the people of God stand up. Let the army of God stand up. Let the men and women of God stand up and be in the forefront as we should, to show that we are putting our faith and our trust and our hope in you, God, that we may be reflective of the God that we serve. Stand strong, oh God, firm in the power of your might, God. We're not resting and relying upon our own strength, but we're resting and relying upon you. For you're the God of our salvation. You're the rock of our salvation. And you are the God of all heaven and earth. And so we bless you, God, for you are mighty. We magnify you, for there is none like you. You are magnificent in all your ways, God, glorious in all your ways. And we honor you this day, because, God, there is none like you. Have your way even now, God. Let your glory reign on us this day. Let your glory reign on us this day. Be pleased with us, God, and be glorified through your men and women this day. We love you, we magnify you, and we glorify you this day. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice, and we shall be glad in it. Thank you, God, for this day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.